everyone holds your cards. Everyone holds you can't handle food. This happens to be the Yehuda says that the Moko got him, he was Mako, from Hesed he was Mako, you can't handle food otherwise. And the Meir holds, or the Chacham holds, you're right, you can handle food, but if you are Machazet or of Lisofoi, if you are going out of your way to try and burn it, then there's no concern you're going to keep it. That was the Maskonot HaGemara, which you got. Till then. So we're going to start again a little bit back, slightly back from the Chol Hecha de Leivodol Mine. About 7 lines up in the narrow line of the Gemara. Slightly over halfway down the page. Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. The Chol Hecha, the last word on the line is the Chol, the first word on the line is Huda. And I think that we have it, right? The Chol Hecha. Chol Hecha de Leivodol Mine. Migod Zoyev Yudah. I'm in a case when a person isn't bothered, you know. I don't translate that in English so well, but bothering meant that he has no relationship with this food. He's always keeping away from it. So in a case he's not keeping away from it, or echad aloy bothering, in a case he doesn't keep away from it, for instance, by chomi, me God's a Yehuda, did Yehuda really make it there? We saw this at the end of last week. But Sam, lo yikiv odom, a person shouldn't make himself a hole, an eggshell with a hole in, and fill it up with mala and oshen, and fill it up with oil. And place it on the side of the snare. Even if it's cheres and it's very unlikely that he's going to partake from this oil, we don't allow you to do it. Why? Because we're concerned that you might indeed partake from the oil. If you're the Matthew, and if you're was not concerned about that, so what do we see? We see oil, even though oil is something which a person uses the whole time. But when it came to Shabbos, if you're was not concerned, you're going to come to take the Shemen. So why should we be concerned? They got a chomet, they would come to eat the chomet. So the Gemara answers is what we saw last week, whole promise from Chumah the Shabbos, made the deal to be. Chumah the Shabbos. Since Shabbos is so chomel, since Shabbat is a chomer, a person will keep away from it, even though there's no hefted, right? There's no financial loss here, but the person automatically keeps away from it, and for example, doesn't feel the need to make any serious about it. It says, if you do, you can fill up this shemen, there's no concern you're going to come to the Mechal Shabbat by doing it. So it came out, a new tzadai in Yehuda, is concerned about the old comfort to eat the food, but he's not concerned when there's Eidu Megolim, he's not concerned if there's a Hesed, and he's not concerned if it's Shabbos. Those are the rules according to Yehuda. Huh? Like Kadosh, he's not concerned if it's because of Eidu Megolim, that's why he was master there. He's not concerned if it's the baseline is there is concern, it is concern, but he is willing to waive this concern if there's a risk of oil, if for the sake of oil regarding. He's willing to waive this concern if there's a financial loss. That's why he allows you to harvest the cholos in the Amokim, and that's why he allows you to harvest the cholos in the Beit Shlachim. And the third case where he's not concerned, here he's not concerned at all, is the Shabbos issue. I mean, the Kum of Shabbos, he's not concerned at all. So there's no concern, so he allows you to do it. So now the God's going to ask questions where we find he is concerned, the Gabi Shabbos, and we'll take it from this. And this is a new Gemara that we haven't seen yet. We all mean the Shabbos of the Shabbos, second last line, second last narrow line. We all mean the Shabbos of the Shabbos. Let's ask the contradiction. Shabbos to another halacha of Shabbos. We just said that Yehuda was not concerned by Shabbos. There's no concern that we're going to come to eat oil. So let's see. So Tanya says in a writer, you have to really hold cop, as they would say in Yiddish. Tanya, the writer, Chevel Beli Shemiftak. A person has a barrel that's tied to a rope, and with that you lower it down into the well, and you get the water from it. So the rope snapped. So now the Shani is what to do on Shabbos, you need to get the water out. So what should you do? How can you use this rope, this bucket? You need to tie the rope. Obviously, kosher is an av melacha, you're not to tie a rope on Shabbos. So what are you meant to do? So lo yeh kosher elohimu. So this is shira, says the Tanakhama. But rather do an amima. The difference is that a bow is not melacha. A melacha is after kosher. A bow, although it might also tighten something, but that's not included in the kosher. So Tanakhama says, you know what, in this case, don't tie it, because if you tie it, it would be a problem of kosher. You believe might leave it there, lo. And if you leave it there, lo, you've been over melacha of kosher. So don't tie it, but rather make a bow. If you do, if you says no, you can't even do that. You have to use something, we'll see in Rashi what these are, but these are a type of material that you certainly will not leave it there. You won't leave it there. So therefore there's no shas of kosher. So koyach ol tundo oi paskir, you use these type of, it really means to wrap around a tundo oi paskir, which means you really, you use some type of material that will certainly not be left there. And if it won't be left there, there won't be ever a kesher shel kayama. And if you won't be able to, it's a deraisa. But you can't do an aniva. Tanakama told me you can use a normal rope, just do an aniva. And this shita, Rebuda says, very cryptic shita Rebuda, Rebuda says you have to use a punda paskia. A punda or a paskia. So a punda, Rashi says, is a belt. It's a belt that you store your money in. So you tie your bucket using this long belt, and therefore there's no chance you're going to leave this belt there forever. Or a paskia, which also is some type of thing you tie your socks up with. Another type of belt. Rashi calls it punda a zol chalal. Yeah, Ezor is a belt.
Ezor
is a belt. Yeah. Right, so we'll see why. We'll see why that's going to be decided. So what does it say? You have to use these type of belts, which you're certainly not going to leave there. And he says you have to be koyachit. Koyach means you tie it around. You don't make any knot whatsoever. You're just winding it. You're not making any knot whatsoever. And the vav shel yavenu, you shouldn't do an aniva, you shouldn't make a bow. Now, understanding of Yudah is tremendously difficult because the chayiv, why'd have to use a belt? What's the idea why using a belt? Why not a rope? Tana comes to Yudah.
I don't want to
ask.
She's
right.
She's one of them.
Why not make a Well, you're saying two different things. He's saying, we'll come to first. Let's start with the show because he started. Why use a belt, a money belt, and not a rope? Because he's worried they'll become permanent, right? So that's why use a money belt. If that is the case, so why can't I tie it? If there's no risk it's going to be there, lo'ilom, a kesher is only chayiv if it's a kesher shel kayom. That's the only time when you're chayiv. The Gemara says, where do we know the idea of kosher from in the Mishkan? Where was the idea of kosher in the Mishkan? The Gemara suggested from when they tied down the oil of the Mishkan, they had yitzvah oil in, they had the pegs, and they tied the oil to the pegs. So the Gemara, that can't be the Makorim, because that's not a kesher shel kayama. And you're only chayim for kesher shel kayama. Kesher, the idea of a kesher is you're joining something together, that has to be the oil. If it's not the oil, it's not a kesher. So, that brings us back to Yehuda. Yehuda said we should use a belt. Use a belt. Why a belt? Tanakhama said you can use a rope. No, don't use a rope. Use a belt. Why a belt? Because a belt won't be left there. If it won't be left there, then now tie it completely. Why can't I tie it? He doesn't say that. He says, on a pulley. You wrap around some type of, you wrap around the belt. Why should that be? And then Yehuda carried on, and make sure you don't do a belt. Right? You can wrap, but you shouldn't make a bow. So again, the same problem. As much as it's not going to be the oilam, let's do a bow, And that's still not, and that's still no problem, because it's not going to be the Olam. That's the problem in understanding what Buddha is saying. Right, Michael? Also, Buddha making up, the Tanakhama is saying two chidushim according to this. Tanakhama says, you know what, you can even tie a belt. You can tie with a bow. You can do a bow with a rope. So Tanakhama says you do it with a rope, a string. You can do it by an aniva, with a bow. You do it with an aniva, with a bow. So, what's Tanakhama tell me? You do it with an aniva, and you can use the normal rope. What's the Buddha saying? Don't do an aniva. No way. And use a belt. So it's like a double opposite machlekes, and we never have that. We never have such a thing. Why should we have a double machlekes? Make up the mind what they're talking about. Maybe you have the holes, I'm worried that you'll tie it there la'olam. So say that, it's good enough to use a money belt. Maybe you hold that you can't, you do a bow. Okay? So then I should be able to wrap around the string. Where's this double machlekes going on? This is a big problem in Rav Yehuda. And we have a Tosfos here on the page, second line, Tosfos that answers this problem. If we, interesting, Rashi doesn't. But if we go straight to Tosfos, just in order to understand, we never do this to Tosfos before Rashi, but today we will. So Tosfos, Koyach Olav Punde, you wrap around a money belt, Lavdavka Koyach. Lavdavka Koyach. Koyach doesn't mean Koyach. Now feel a leak show. Even tying you should be able to do it. I've got a lecture you offer. Even tying you can do it. So they mevatale, because you're not going to be mevatale, you're not going to leave your money belt there. So now he's explained that Kerech is Ladak. So how do you read on the Hemshech then? What's the Vav Shaloi Yamven? I just thought you had to tie it. What do you mean, Vav Shaloi Yamven? But don't make a bow. You can tie it, but you can't make a bow. That doesn't make any sense.
Not at all.
If you can cut it. Oh, so faces. Those last three words of the Brisa are going back on what the Chachamim said. Chachamim said use a rope and tie it with a bow. He said no, you cannot tie it with a bow. So don't use a rope, because with a rope you can't tie it with a bow. So what should you do? You can either do one of two things. You can either wrap around a rope if you want, or you can use a money belt. And then you can even tie it. Right? There's two ways that to solve the issue. One is coming, making it, take your normal string and you're tying it with a bow. Maybe they disagree, that's not possible. You cannot use an aniva. We'll see why soon. You can't do an aniva. You can't do a bow. Right? So what should we do? What should we do? So you now have one of two options. Either the cloud don't do any aniva, wrap it round. Or use a money belt, and if you use a money belt, there's no concern you're going to leave it there, and therefore, it should be okay.
Even tie this.
And then you can tie it even with a knot, because there won't be the kayama. There won't be the kayama.
It has to be one that you're using.
A money belt?
Yeah.
Nobody uses money belts for strings. Don't touch it. Now, we're not talking about when there's money inside it, that's from the mutsa, but it's talking about some money belt. Okay, so what's the kasha? Why are we talking about this? Not shaker to what we're
doing.
Right. Okay, the Gemara, Kasha de Buddha de Buddha, the Syrian Buddha, Kasha de Rabbanon, how de Rabbanon. Not only the Syrian Buddha, it's also the Syrian Rabbanon. Why is it Syrian Rabbanon? Shabbos that you will eat the oil. You will extract the oil.
Take that.
Chumah de Shabbos. Chumah de Shabbos is careful about. That's how he said it. Now we see, if Yehuda is not concerned, if Yehuda is concerned on Shabbos, if Yehuda says, you can't even do an aniva, and even not melacha, so why didn't tell you, why do you say you can't do an aniva? Must be because of Chumah de Shabbos, he doesn't want us to do anyways. So, Rav Yehuda has to be consistent. Does he say that on Shabbos is so chomel, there's less chance of it? So does he say not?
Two questions in the first case of Shabbos that we brought. And then we use the second case. And how did the Gemara ask him that? So why did you start to ask me about
Rav Yehuda?
Ask me also about the other
Shabbos? No.
My question now?
No. The Gemara is saying, Kasha Rav Yehuda, it's a steer between Rav Yehuda. And it's also a seer in the Shiva of Rabbanon.
In one case with the higher one, and here with the...
No, he doesn't know it. That's one seer. Another seer is the Rabbanon said to the oil, we don't let you take the oil, and we're concerned you'll come to eat it. And here, they let you tie your bows, and they're not concerned you're going to come to make a knot. Right? So, Rabbanon here asked you. Both of them seem to be not going with their shitter.
Isn't it
the same
time? You have a question on what I just said a second ago about Yehuda. There's also a question
again,
according to you, even on, how
do
you know I didn't
question
that?
Beforehand, the Gemara spoke it out. The Gemara said, well, you've only got a question on Yehuda, what are you going to do about Rabbanon? That's before the Gemara said. Yehuda, Kasha. That's how the Gemara said it. Here, the Gemara doesn't say that. Just says there's a statement. Jebuda, Jebuda, Kasha, Rabbanon, Rabbanon. Sorry, Kasha, Jebuda, Jebuda, Kasha, Rabbanon, Rabbanon. Just read the statement. Obviously, it would be helpful if the Gemara had the tune to it. But if you just look at the words before, and you also say
this, Kasha, Jebuda, Jebuda, Kasha, Rabbanon.
No, you wouldn't read it on that. No. You say it more like the previous command. Jebuda, Jebuda, Kasha, Rabbanon, Rabbanon, Oh, Kasha! That's how you would have said it then. So the Gemara there, I've got a double steer in the Gemara. So, Loi Kasha. So let's start. Rabbanon, Rabbanon, Loi Kasha. Remember we have a steer in the Rabbanon, what did Rabbanon say? Rabbanon said you cannot take the shemen, and the yet Rabbanon said you can tie a bow. Why aren't they worried if you tie a bow, you'll come to tie a knot? That is, Rabbanon, Rabbanon, Loi Kasha. Shemen, b'shemen, michlet. Shemen, a person won't get mixed up. He knows he can take oil from his oil bowl. So you might make a mistake and think you can take oil from this shveferishal beitza. He won't have that. He won't automatically realize this shveferishal beitza is acting as fuel for the lamp. So Rabbanon, Rabbanon, Rekasa, Shemen, b'shemen, michlet. Shemen, b'shemen will get mixed up. It's possible to get mixed up between two types of oils. Ba'aniva b'kshir lo'i michlis. It's two different ways of doing it. If you're doing it on aniva, a bow, there's no reason to assume a person is going to have to do a knot. There's two different ways of doing it. There's a bow and a knot, and there's two different things. If you're doing one way, there's no reason to suspect you're going to get to do the other way.
When you try to undo a bow, I put one of the sides sometimes. The screws get messed up and
that
ends up making
it
into a knot.
Yeah, it's okay, that's not, no
reason. Then it's not an intent though, either.
Yeah, no reason whatsoever that. But anyway, here we're talking about making the bow, not untying the bow, right? Making the bow, if you're making a bow, there's no reason to assume if you make a bow, you're going to end up making a knot. Why shouldn't you?
Why not?
It's a completely different way of doing it.
You have the same rope that you're cutting, you've got the back, you'll pick it up.
Right, so we have to remember, Chumah de Shabbos makes the person stay away. Right? But Rabbanon held that by oil, even though there's a Chumah of Shabbos, they said that we don't allow you because you might come to take that oil. So the answer to that is we're now saying, yeah, because the oil and oil is exactly the same. And therefore there's a serious concern that you'll come to take the oil from that Shofar Shabbat. I'm using
the same rope.
The fact that you're using a rope isn't a reason to suspect that you're going to make a knot. Because the Chumah of the Shabbos, there's no reason to suspect that. There's no reason to suspect that because the Chumah of the Shabbos are going to come and make a knot. Right? But maybe If we already allow you to make a bow, we should be concerned that if you're already allowed to make a bow, then a person will get mixed up and say, okay, what's the difference to make a bow, make a knot, and end up making a knot? They say, no, since they're distinct entities. A bow is a bow and a knot is a knot. And I know I'm only allowed to make a bow, so there's no reason to assume that a person will come to make a knot when making the bow.
So they both have a problem, whether you put their hands and some have a problem that of mux, so the guy, unless they designated and they knew ahead of time before Shabbos that they're going to use this bow for...
There is something, sir.
Bows have mux, sir.
It's got used to it. If he, yeah.
But then it would have to
use... It's designed to act as a root.
Okay, then.
Talks about a money belt, and the Ramah says that a money belt, and Mr. Rourke comes out, a money belt is a kli shemelach til itza. A money belt is a kli that is used for itza. And the rule of a kli shemelach til itza is that you can use it, it's also for it, or mekoma, you can use it. So he's using it. Like a pen, or pencil, or that, they're muksa, but then, not muksa, that means you can't use them at all. If they've got a pen on the stender, on the table, like we have sometimes in shul, yeah, that we have a third pen there, you can pick it up, if you need to
place,
and move it, so here's one. I'm not
talking necessarily about moving it, as much as actually using it for a different purpose.
Right, that's using it, yeah. If somebody needs to scratch his back, you can use a pencil to scratch his back.
For the money bill, that's the way to keep it
up. Yeah, yeah, make sure there's no money, that's what we said, there must be an empty money, yeah? If there's money that you expect, yeah. So if you have an empty money bill, that was empty before Shabbos began, and I can use it, so there's no chance. So, the first answer is saying, Rabbanon, so you're right, the Rebbe Machmer by Shemen, but the reason why they were Machmer by Shemen was because Shemen is just simple Shemen. And therefore, there's a concern, a person will think, okay, just like I can take my olive oil from the bottle, or from a bowl, I can take it from this bowl as well. Now, changing. If you're involving yourself in doing an aniva, there's no reason to assume a person will end up doing a kesh. So we're very good. We answered Shittus Rabbanon. But what are we going to do to answer Shittus Reb Yehuda? Reb Yehuda is Reb Yehuda Lekasha. Reb Yehuda is a chayim more complicated. Reb Yehuda wasn't worried even by Shemen. He wasn't worried. You're going to eat Shemen. Even though Shemen is very similar to other Shemen, he wasn't worried. So why was he worried telling you can't do an aniva? What's the chance you're going to do kesha? Why should he be worried about it? Why should he be concerned about it? So, answers the Gemara, time Yehuda, Yehuda Lekasha, time Yehuda, the reason of Yehuda is Lav Mishum, the Goza, Aniva, Tashira, is not because he's concerned they're making Zeya, Aniva, because of Shira, that's not the concern, and Mishum, the Ksava, Aniva, Gufa, Shirahi, is because he holds Aniva itself is a Shia, is Machlekes, Tanoim. What did the Torah ask them when the Torah says don't do a kosher? Did the Torah ask you to do a knot? Or the Torah ask you even to do an aniva? If you're the old, then you can't do an aniva. So that's why you can't do it, because the Torah says it. It's a derisa. So you can't do an aniva because of the shasman, it's a derisa. Okay, up come the Gemara till here. That's the first stage of the Gemara. Because that's what the Torah forbade one to do.
They
said the type of knot.
Yes, sir.
Type of a knot.
Even that far away, that's not a long time.
Not more, because it doesn't last a long time. You can make a bow that will last a long time. Right? You can make a bow that will last a long time. Imam Aaron says that if you find tefillin in the street, you walk along the street and you find tefillin, and they don't have their straps inside them, or they haven't been tied. So what should you do on Shabbos? You can't carry it outside in the street. So the Gemara's got different suggestions, but the Gemara says maybe you should make a bow and in the shape of the knot of the dalet, so you should make a bow. So if you says you can't, because an aniva is a kshir, that's what the Torah asks us. The same Gemara here is this, here on the aniva is a kshir, you can't You can't make a
vegetarian.
Oh, very good. Very good. So break the Moshe Peretz. So how do you have a tie shoes? Right?
We or
not for your user.
Or the tie shoes we need.
He didn't have shoes. So let me ask you a different question.
Sandals.
Let me ask you a different question. We know the Aron Yechayim Kosher, the Aron Yechayim Kosher, it's the Kayomo. Right? So what's the whole thing to do? Just do it for one day. Just do it for less than a Kayomo. Well, I'm just going to ask the Major Peretz's question again. We all tie our shoes. Right? How can we do it? Well, we do with the bow, but with the knot underneath. It's not just a simple bow. We tie it one, and then we make a bow on it. So you can't do that, Loridon. You do it just for 12 hours, 24 hours. So you can't do it, Loridon. But less than 24 hours is okay. That's what we all do. So what was all the issue here? Tie it for less than 24 hours.
Less than 24
hours. And so what?
Then he would just untie it. It doesn't matter what
his intent
was at the time of tying.
Oh,
or the reality of forgetting to untie it.
Very good, very good. You're asking the right questions, and we'll see in Rashi. Let's see in Rashi, see if we can answer this difficulty. The method is the difficulty. What's the whole big problem here? Just tie it with Kavana to untie it. What's the whole thing to do? Let's see some Rashis now, and we'll see how we go from
there. Actually, quick Rashi is a bit, but Kesher is the same thing as a...
Kesher Shel Kayom. Anyone, Kesher Kayom is in the middle of the wide line, slightly above the middle of the wide line. Over Rashi.
Yeah.
So does anyone find in the Gemara these words, Kesher Kayom? There isn't such a word. There are no words. This is Rashi, it's not real Zibamasa. Rashi is really explaining the background to this whole sugya. Kesher Shel Kayom. Which is me, never to be untied, la'olam, never to be untied, hava av melacha. That's the av melacha ben sefeshat. So this isn't a dibamachal, this is a hagana. In order to understand this figure, we have to know this basic idea. It's forbidden to make, to tie a knot, which is la'olam. If it's only for a short time, then it's mutter. At least in the Torah, I'm with the Abonim, if it's there for a medium time, it might be awesome to the Abonim. But let, if it's for a very short time, it's Musa, let us kill it. So says the Gemara, Lo Yehi Kosher, back to Rashi, Lo Yehi Kosher, the Abonim says, you can't tie it. Why can't you tie it? Says Rashi, to have a Kesher Shokoyomo. If you tie it, it's a Kesher Shokoyomo. Hello, Oinvo. Rather, make a bow. We're not going to see here, also, sure, we don't make a zera forbidding you to make a bow because you might come to make a knot. So, Rashi says that you can't tie it because there is a kesher shel kayama. Yeah, this is the Rabban. This is the Rabban. Yeah, yeah. This is Rabban, and the views is coming up.
Well, Rabbi Yehuda is not holding that it's the same. It's the same definition.
That. This was Rabbanon. Let's not mix up everyone together. This is Rabban. Rabban said you can make an aniva. We don't make it there also a shir. Koyech. The views says koyech. Kricha ba'alma. A wrap. Only a wrap. You can't make a bow. You can't make a knot. You can only wrap it around. Hunzo is Ezo Chalav, wrong, we hear in Rashi, the Ezo Chalav is a hollow belt, money belt. Hisikaye is Paishla. Anyone know French?
Oui.
Yeah, so what's Paishla? So Rashi here says, it's Kochin Svivu Sukaye. It's like the Chassidim have these long socks, which you tie up. So So his wife says, in the type of belt that you tie up your socks, your shleishes, whatever it's called, a
garter.
You know what it's called?
Garter.
Garter? The garter. Right. Shukayim are these socks that they have. These tall socks, right, whatever it is. Other places Rashi says it means a normal belt, whatever.
Shukayim in the bottom of your feet.
Yeah, shukayim are the socks.
Yeah,
yeah. They're called garters, he says. These long socks that the Chassidim wear in the olden days, everyone used to wear. So the Gemara says, you shouldn't, says, that you could wrap it up, about Shaloya Venu. Now look at these words, Rabbi Yeshua. Shaloya Venu, Gzeya, Mishum Shia. Why shouldn't you make a bow? A Gzeya, out of a Gzeya, Mishum Shia, because maybe you'll come to tie it. Shabuda made a Gzeya. Why? Hoyov also for cut, since he's involved in it. So he made a Gzeya. Rebuda made Gzeya. So that's the Shia. Rebuda allowed us to take oil and he wasn't concerned you'll come to, he allowed you to use the oil, he wasn't going to be able to come to take it. But he didn't allow you to make a bow, because the Gzeya was Shum Shia.
Maybe wouldn't that perhaps be the
very good. The Kashan Rabbanon, there's now Rashi speaks out of the Sin Rabbanon. Kashan Rabbanon is Shreferes as Rabbanon the Hevel. There's a Sin Rabbanon of Shreferes on the Rabbanon of Hevel. And there's a, so what would be the answer to that? So he said the answer to that was Shemen Zebish. A person might get mixed up Shemen Zebish. Shemen Zebish, Shemen Zechol Shana. Nid Shemen and other Shemen of the Lord in Michlut. They can get mixed up, can get for often a meal, you might come to eat it. But
he wanted to use it for his
No, I didn't understand that. Mishlev means the person can get mixed up. Yeah. It comes from the same root that you're saying.
Huh?
Same root that you're saying, right? Not that he himself will decide to swap it. Rather, Shemen and this Shemen are similar. Are similar, therefore a person will get mixed up. And will think, okay, I'll take this oil. I can take that one, I can take this one, once chat, that's difficult. Yeah, we have,
the Shemen and Mawar are useful. For burning your candles, you use a very specific oil.
Maybe you use a different oil in a Chami, it wouldn't be the truth. You never used to do it, you used to use the same oil. So there is for such a thing. Now, yeah, right. So now, we have a very important oil, which is sure asked and answered in AOB. Very important oil here, and it's important oil to understand how Rashi works. The Matzkanus of Sugya was that Yehuda didn't make it there forbidding you to tie a bow because you might come to tie a knot. That wasn't his there. Yehuda didn't allow you to tie a bow, why? Because that is itself a knot. As far as he's concerned, tying a bow is a knot. So why does Rashi say here that Yehuda made it there because of Shalayam Ben Gzeir Mishum Shir? He made a Gzeya because you might come to tie a knot. It's not a pshat. If you listen, you can't tie a knot, a tie a bow, because that is a knot. So where is Rashi saying this? The answer is, and this is very important to understand how Rashi works, that you have to look at Rashi at the stage of the Gemara when he's addressing. Rashi explains the Havamin. If he's on the Havamin, he explains the Havamin. The Havamin of the Gemara was that we have a contradiction in Rebuda. What was the contradiction? Rebuda allowed you to use the oil, and he wasn't concerned that you might take it on Shabbos, and he doesn't allow you to make a bow, and we thought the reason was because he's concerned you'll come to make a knot. So that was the stirah, it should have been. But Maskana, in Achrami, the Maskana is not like that. The Maskana is no contradiction, it's just Rebuda, of course. Rebuda is very straightforward. Rebuda holds, we're not concerned that you'll come to be over Yisurim if we allow you to make use of oil, we're not concerned. And we're not concerned if we would allow you to involve yourself in the stream that you'll come to be over Issa. The only thing we're concerned about is, if you make a vow, that itself is what the Torah forbade. The Torah forbade you to make a vow. Just like the Torah forbade you to make not. The Torah forbade you to make a vow, and therefore they say, said you can't.
So,
make
somebody who was concerned in this area, once you get involved, he says that no one even let you wrap it around.
Right.
Because wrapping around might come to make it not. It's not really holding so well, so now I'm going to be out.
You could say wrapping around is completely removed from it, there's no concern. But now, you could say, and even then the day keeps things together really well. So that is that's the answer of the Gemara. That's the Gemara takes us still here. So if you do a quick stick on what we've just seen, and shifts is Rebuda. So far what we've seen, there's no concern that you'll come to be over Yisroel by Shabbos, because Shabbos are Yechomo. The only thing is, if you're concerned, you can't make a bow because a bow is itself a knot. Just like a little bit of hesitant in this machlokes between whether a bow is a knot or not, right? Let's see, the Achronim speak out. We have to really know what is Melechus Kosher in the first place. Is Melechus Kosher tying things together? Just sticking things together? Or is Melechus Kosher involved in making an actual knot? Right? Why is the Melacha? What's the Melacha? Is it the Hiduk? Mechaber things together, I've stuck things together, or is the melach in the actual making of the knot? So in the Rabbanan, it's very clear the melach is making the knot. So therefore, an aniva, although aniva does stick things together, but it's not a knot. In the Rebuda, the Chayim speaker, Rebuda holds that the melach is not so much making a knot, rather sticking things together. I've got loose items, and I'm now tying it together, so now these items are now firmly attached one to another. So that can be done with the bow as well. You can firmly attach with the bow as well, like we do with our shoes. Right? We firmly attach our shoes with the bow. So that can be firmly attached. So if you're the whole, that's Melechus Shabbos. Not so much making the knot, but rather just even the...
What's going to be the kosher in the
first time? Opinion. I was thinking that... Right, very good. These are good questions, but... Each one in his own place. Hashem has a Shabbos, you can discuss it, but in a nutshell, Tefa is that you are taking it, two materials, and you're making it into one, making the materials into one. Tefa doesn't do that. Tefa, you're left with independent items that stay independent. When you tie a knot together, the two strings are still the two strings. They've just been joined together, the chibur, the hidur. But by Tefa, the offset paper is kosher, is the career. You rip it because it became one. The paper is a much stronger form of connection. It takes two materials and they're not left anymore as two independent materials, but rather one big beggar. All I've got, all I've closed like that, right? You don't say, you know what, I've got here a jacket which is made of a material here, a string here, and a sleeve here. No. It's all been joined into one. Kosher doesn't do that. Kosher doesn't go that far. That's Benzin Korea, and Bona is something else completely. Although Bona, of course, is gathering together, but you're creating a whole new entity of a wolf, of the Shaman Mechuma, which is different from Allah. Okay, so that was just a little bit of background. Yeah.
Sorry. In case of the Kunda, Rabbi Yisrael, do you let people put the Anak Kesher, or Riva?
What would you say?
The way I'm reading it, the Pashat reading in the Gemara is no.
Right, no.
You cannot do a Kesher. You have to do a kula and you have to just do a kriha somehow.
Right. But would that make sense?
It would make sense.
Why?
Because...
Why should you use the money belt?
What?
Why should you use the money belt?
Because that would remind you, that would show that you're only doing it for less than... It's not a kayama.
It's not a kayama. Once it's not a kayama, why can't you use it or not? That was his second last thesis that we saw at the beginning. His second last thesis, that was his problem. And that's why he said, no, you can even make a knot. Once you're using your money belt, you can even make a knot.
How do we move out of what Rashi reading is?
Because it doesn't make sense. Rashi
agrees to that?
Yeah.
Rashi agrees to that?
Yeah, Rashi doesn't speak out, but yeah, it has to. It doesn't make sense otherwise. How can it be?
What?
You're telling me to use a money belt, so it won't be kayama. I know the bottom line of not kayama is that it's mutter. Anything which is not like kayama is mutter. The kesher she'inish kayama, we said in the Gemara it's clearly. Kesher she'inish kayama is mutter, so why can't I make a proper knot? And he's making a double thing. You have to pay a money belt, so there's no chance you're going to end the wrap up. It's not volume. You can't tell me why not when I say not volume. You have to tell me what that volume is.
Meaning, if you have a child again, you have a child who's happened in their house, using the father, they want to do it, and the father's taking this money belt, whatever it is, because I don't know exactly how long it is or how old school it is. Father knows what he's doing for us. The child is seeing this, and he sees his father doing a kshira. What is the child learning? I can do kshira! Hey, I'm going to go do kshira now! So in order for it to stay far away from that, we're letting you put it back
The good times, the halacha is you're allowed to do a kesher shenis of yama. You're allowed to do it. You're allowed to make yourself a knotless not yama. There's no concern. So in first semester.
How do you do that?
How can you do it?
How do you do that? You're using regular
rope. Regular rope, which you plan to undo that day.
And you're making a regular shira, but in your mind, so why can't you just do that?
Excellent.
You're without the wunda.
Right, very good. That is the question, the big question on the sugya. What was the whole big thing here? Why can't you do a kesher with kavanah to untie? That was the question she asked before. And we said we have to wait for us. And we haven't got there yet. Because we really need the next part of the sugya, and then we'll be able to come with answer. But you're right, that is a big question on the sugya. Why shouldn't you be able to make a kesher shenis shakiyama, have kavanah to undo it, and I tell them that they'll be all good.
We said you might keep it there.
Oh, that's the
reason. I might have to keep it there.
Right. So we'll see. We have to do one more sugya, one part of the sugya. We're not doing it today, but you should do it. Rami Drabanan Drabanan. This next thing we have to see. And try and get till the Mishnah. That's, it's not difficult Gemara, this. Try and get to the Mishnah. Next time I hope praying on maybe Tuesday, Wednesday to start the Mishnah. It's a new sugya completely. Try to get to the Mishnah. You're okay. No lacha. There's three places as well to do the last places. So you first have to start the next line of the Gemara. And when you get till the second last line, then you can do, so you should keep going and turn over the page. And at some stage you'll want to go back to this place. Yeah, maybe after you've got to raise the fourth line, you'll go back to this place. Okay, that's where we're holding for today. Very good question, Yossi, and let's send tomorrow, we shall address it. Okay, you can deal with this.